is the hazardous weather outlook for northern central Texas. For this afternoon and tonight, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms are expected today across central and eastern north Texas. Locally, heavy rain and minor flooding is the primary threat, but a few strong to marginally severe storms are possible across central Texas this afternoon as well. And now the extended outlook for the period Friday through Wednesday. Widespread rain and scattered thunderstorms remain possible Friday and Saturday with a potential for minor flooding. Severe weather is not expected during this time. Additional thunderstorms are forecast next Tuesday with the passage of a strong cold front. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation is not expected at this time. Here is the forecast for the San Jose and Richmond Springs area. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms. A 90% chance of showers. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Friday, patchy fog in the morning. Showers with a 10% chance of thunderstorms. Much cooler. Near steady temperature in the upper 40s. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain near 100%. Friday night, showers with a chance of thunderstorms. Near steady temperature in the mid-40s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain near 100%. And now for the extended forecast. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then mostly sunny in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. West winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. Sunday night and Monday, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 30s. Highs in the mid-60s. Monday night and Tuesday, partly cloudy. Lows around 50. Highs in the lower 70s. Tuesday night and Wednesday, mostly clear. Lows around 40. Highs in the mid-50s. Wednesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. At 3 p.m., at San Saba, skies were cloudy. The temperature was 62 degrees, the dew point 60, and the relative humidity 96%. The wind was northeast at 7 miles an hour. The pressure 29.91 inches and steady. At Brownwood, it was cloudy. Wind northeast at 3. At Brady, fog was reported, reducing the visibility to 2.5 miles. 59 degrees, dew point 57, and relative humidity 94%. Wind north at 16 miles an hour. Pressure 29.91 inches and rising. At Abilene, skies were cloudy. 60 degrees, dew point 50, and relative humidity 69%. Wind north at 12 miles an hour. Pressure 29.98 inches and rising. At Junction, skies were cloudy. 66 degrees, dew point 61, and the relative humidity 84%. Wind northwest at 8 miles an hour. Pressure 29.89 inches and steady. And now for other locations near San Saba. It was cloudy, and temperatures were between 59 and 67 degrees. Elsewhere across the Lone Star State. At Houston, a thunderstorm was reported, with a temperature of 68. Rain was falling, with a temperature of 40 at Lubbock, and 71 at San Antonio. At Midland, it was sunny, with a temperature of 58. At Brownsville, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 81. At El Paso, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 57. At Wichita Falls, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 55. At Amarillo, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 38. At Dallas-Fort Worth, rain and fog were reported, with a temperature of 57. And again, at San Saba, skies were cloudy. The temperature was 62 degrees. Wind was northeast at 7 miles an hour. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of west central Texas. For this afternoon and tonight, a few strong to severe thunderstorms are possible through tonight, across the area east and south of a line from Sonora to Sweetwater to Albany. The main hazards are large hail, gusty winds, and lightning. And now the extended outlook for the period Friday through Wednesday. A strong storm system will move into west Texas and is expected to bring moderate to heavy rainfall to west central Texas. Repeated rounds of showers and a few thunderstorms are expected from late tonight through Friday night. This will bring a threat for at least localized flooding. At this time, the threat for snow of this system is expected to be to the west of our area, in west Texas and parts of eastern and southeastern Mexico. Those with travel plans Friday and Friday night should stay tuned for later forecast updates as